Are you there, Bridie?
Yes,
I'm here.
Well,
this is Paul Murray for sitting in now for Austin McCann today.
You're sitting in for Austin.
I am indeed, yes.
Thank you.
So, lovely to meet you on the airwaves. So, I believe you're in the Senior Citizens Club in Swords.
Swords, that's right, yes.
And you're going to tell me all about your activities and how you made your fortune and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I also would like to give you, we're now got an email number and that, so.
Okay. If you read it out to me now, I'll write it
down. I'll read it out. Good. The email is Swords Senior Centre.
Yes.
18@gmail.com.
18@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay.
Very good. Yes, we have that down now, Arnie. Or Brody.
Yeah, because we didn't have one last time we spoke to you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We've finally come into the 21st century, okay?
Well, we're all slow at that now. You know, I'm still struggling here, you know. I have to go over to my aide over here, Joe. Joe knows all the technicalities of life.
We learn as we go, I suppose.
So, exactly where are you in Swords? Can you tell us?
Just off the main street, where there used to be, the Star Pub used to be there, where we were right behind that.
I do remember that pub.
Do you remember the
I
Star?
Do indeed, yeah. Yes.
Well, we're just behind that, actually, that little road that runs at the back.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And near to the church.
Yes.
You know, the Catholic church.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. So, roughly, how many senior citizens would be involved? I mean, you know, roughly.
Well, to be very honest, there is an awful lot on the list. But roughly, I would say we're around 200, between 200 and 250, kind of.
Oh, that's very good.
That's
yeah.
quite active.
Yeah, it is indeed.
I
yeah.
mean, there's a lot more on it, but who knows?
Yes, I remember going to a club one time, not out your direction, more westward, shall I say. And
yes.
As a senior citizen, we were actually doing an outside broadcast. And they said to get all the club members together. There was actually 10 when we got there, you know. So
I know. No, there is a lot here, but now we don't get them all together.
I understand
often.
That, yeah. Okay.
But we can have anything up to 100 and that and different things.
And what's your position in the club? Are you the secretary or?
No, I'm vice chairperson.
Oh, vice chair.
Eileen Power is chairperson.
Oh, I see. Okay. But
and I'm vice chair.
No, we're talking to the vice chair now. I have to behave myself. So, tell me anyway, go on a day-to-day basis.
Well, each day there's something on. Like today, Monday afternoon, we have, in the morning, we just have people come in to read the paper, have a cup of tea and a chat, to go to their church and call in. And in the afternoon from 2 to 4, which is on now, is bowling, which is quite a big thing with them and has been for years. And Tuesdays then, the same in the mornings, but the afternoon, they have whist.
Yes.
Yeah. And Wednesday, of course, is their bingo day, the mad day.
Oh, the mad day, bingo.
The mad day. That's also 2 to 4. Every one of these kind of run at 2 to 4.
Yeah, okay.
And Thursday, like, it's night time, they have whist. And Tuesday mornings, Tuesday mornings, they have art and craft, which is a very big thing here as well.
Yes, that's catching on
everywhere.
Yeah,
that goes on from about 10:30 to maybe 12:30.
So that's your, and then are you closed then on Saturday and Sunday?
Sunday afternoon they're open for bowls.
Oh, excuse me, bowls.
Which is played outside, what do they call it? French pétanque.
Oh, pétanque, yes, I know that, yeah. They say
that. Know about that.
They say the name.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
But we're closed altogether on a Saturday, but Sunday afternoon again, it's around 2 to 4 or 2 to 3:30 or whatever.
Yeah, it sounds very relaxing, yes.
And then, of course, we have the season now of the classes will be starting back the end of September. You know, we have Spanish, we have decoupage, we have computers, which I need to learn. Lots of classes like that. And we have 2 art classes on a Tuesday morning there. They run from 10 until 2.
I see. Tell me, this time of the year, where summer has arrived at last anyway, would there be some outdoor activities happening?
Yes, the activities still go on, like, and there's outings, of course. We have 2-day outings coming up now, I don't exactly know where we're going as yet.
Oh, a mystery tour. I like that.
Yeah, a mystery tour. Exactly. We have all that. And then those little groups get together and they go off to different places. And when they come back, they give us all the showdown of where they've been and that.
Yeah, yes.
Huh? But there's something going on all the time, you know.
Yes, well.
People meeting up and things like that.
What would you say now is the most popular of all? You know, all take all the weeks together, like, you know, now what would be the most popular?
Well, I think Monday afternoon is very popular, the bowling, and
yeah,
always has been.
Oh, good, yeah.
And,
yeah,
of course, bingo on a Wednesday. That's
so
very
popular. It's bowling first and then bingo.
Bingo. They're the two very busy ones,
yeah,
let's say. But everything runs fairly... In its own way, each thing that runs have their own group of people that do it, you know?
So you, oh yeah, so you don't have to be peeping in the door at them all the time, no?
Oh, no, no. No, they come in themselves, they know when they're on and all like that, you know?
No, you have to tell us
and
one...
And we're open from 9:30 in the morning until maybe 10 at night.
Okay. So now tell me a secret thing now. This has to be a secret thing. What's your favourite, you know, in the club that you would have attracted you in the first place? Or are you
What attracted me when I first came here was the different classes and that was available for older people to do and that.
Yeah.
And the games, such as, at one time I used to play it a lot, was the bowling.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And darts on a Friday, that's a draw as well. Mm-hmm. And they were the two main things that I did.
Yeah, well, they are.
And enjoyed them very much. I'm not much of a card player, but yeah, those kind of things now I did. And the bowls outside.
Oh, you like the bowls outside, yeah? Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, you're out in the air and all like that. So it's quite good. And,
yeah.
And they still hold the first place here, really.
Oh, I see. Good, good. Because now all the local clinics, I'm just saying clinics because they're not really clinics, but the actives in the nursing end of things are trying to get the older people to keep fit, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd say...
Well, we have a lot of keep fit go on here. We have chair aerobics and we have keep fit to music, Pilates and all things like that.
Yes.
They're all classes that you...
And do you do any of the kind of yoga type of thing, Tai Chi or any of those stuff?
No, they do the chair aerobics.
Oh, chair aerobics. No, I'm not quite sure.
Chair yoga. Yoga.
Chair, well, I do know. I've done yoga myself. Yeah.
Well, we do the chair one here.
Yeah.
And they do fitness to music. You know, that's quite popular as well.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday night they have a bit of dancing, which can be anything from line dancing to ballroom.
Oh, I
on
see.
A Wednesday night.
Oh, Wednesday night. And what time does that be on?
That's on from about 7:30, maybe till 10, something like that.
Yeah, oh, that's nice, yeah. I used to do a bit of dancing myself way back.
Like, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
You could come in and you wouldn't know what else would be going on. Like this Tuesday now, we have some card making going on here, which they'll probably be doing some birthday cards.
Oh yeah, so
tomorrow morning like is the craft morning.
So you're making up sort of cards yourselves. There's like a craft.
Yes, they make cards.
Yes.
Make Christmas cards, birthday cards.
Yes,
that's
a wonderful idea. Because I must say now, of all the cards I get at Christmas time, I always like cards with people made themselves. Sometimes now I get them from my grandchildren or something, you know.
Yeah, but there are some nice ones, like.
Yeah, and people are sticking because they know what you're into, you know what I mean? So they put little pictures or little strokes that they...
And it's nice to get a made one made by somebody because it's more personal.
Exactly,
as well, you know?
Yeah. It's a more... Cause
especially for the parents and things like that.
Yes, I must say now, I have stuff at home from way back when my kids were young. That's a long time ago now.
Yeah,
and
that's lovely to have them.
And to have them, and the silly little things they say, like, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And in a childish way that you really appreciate.
And the memory never leaves you.
It never leaves you. That's quite true, Bridie. Yes, very, very true.
And I
always like the little kisses they put on the bottom. I don't get many of them anymore now, you know.
I know, the sweet little things to do and the sweet things to say with it.
Ah, yes, yeah. So it's I remember something like one of them wrote like this: it's a wonderful day, but we also have a wonderful granddad or something like that.
Yes, I know, and it's nice the way it's worded.
Yeah, it's worded and it's misspelled, yeah.
and
letters are upside.
Rip at your heart.
Ah, yes. You want to be made of stone, not to smile
exactly.
or laugh or remember
exactly.
those things, you know.
It's nice, like from the children to the grandparents,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, you're saying. Well, then you have an art class as well, do you?
Yeah, we have art on Tuesday mornings. We have it from. We have a teacher come in, like you know.
Yes, yes. Well,
and
I suppose.
That goes.
Yeah. And are you open to new members now, or is it?
Oh yes.
You're still
open.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, because.
Oh yeah, we're still open to members. Yeah. They just come in, they sign a little form, and then we give them a little blue and white card to say they're members.
Oh, I see.
And there's no fee for membership, which in today's world is very unusual.
That is very unusual. Yeah. Well, I would imagine they'd have to pay a fee to the art teacher, would they? Of some sort.
They pay a fee to the art teacher.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, so, and the computers are not there free because we go up to the education place because we work with them as well.
Yes, of course, yeah. Well, you must have, you must have plenty of space down there, really. Have you got plenty of space?
Oh, we have a lot of space here. Yeah, we've got a very large room upstairs which takes a lot of, you know, people.
Yes.
And the main one downstairs, you can fit in quite a lot of people in, you know, where you come into, where we have the tea and cakes and biscuits or whatever we want.
Okay, tell me more about the tea and cakes. Are these homemade stuff now you're talking about?
Some of them are and some of them are not, but let's pretend they're all homemade.
Oh, well then I might be down there next week myself. Me and Joe, my friend here beside me on the techie side of things, he loves his apple cake, you know.
Yeah, so but it's nice, like they can come in and even somebody some people are quite shy and that when they come in, but at least when you give them a cup of tea and a biscuit, they start chatting to you then.
Joe is very, very shy. You have to feed them with heaps of apple cake.
Yeah. Sweeten them up.
Sweeten them up. Yeah, right there, Bridie. He needs sweetening up at times now because he gives out to me, you know.
You know, but it's all good and, you know, it does keep, like, you do get some lonely people and that come in and it's lovely when you get them moving and getting them involved in things.
Yeah, well, I was reading there very recently in one of the local magazines there that loneliness can be a very, very severe problem for some people.
Well,
you know.
It is for a lot of the elderly, it is really. Yeah. I mean, I've seen different ones that come in here and once they've been coming a while and they get used to you talking to them and that you can see them. You know, it's a blessing to see them coming out themselves and
making their way
here for their cup of tea and a chat.
Yeah.
You know, and it means a lot to them.
Yes, I know that it's a lovely thing to do. In fact, one of my girls now, my daughter's, and she's married and all now, she's settled down, but she still goes back to see one of her old friends who's still around through the years, you know.
There you are. You see, there's nothing like it, is there?
There you are. So that's she must be doing that 10 years, I'd say, easily now, you know.
Yeah, and she always will probably now.
Yes, because they became good friends and she made them.
And you don't forget that.
That's true. So no, it's a marvelous thing. Yeah, that thing she used to. I'm sure they're still going. Friends of the Elderly, they were called.
Yes. Yeah.
So that she.
The elderly appreciate it too when somebody does things like, you know.
Oh yeah. Because as you say, there's nothing worse than sitting at home and you'd love to be in company and you can't go because of.
No, and they can't get out.
Yeah.
The good thing is some of the carers do come in here with them, and it's rather nice when you see that. And one or two of them, we've introduced them to different things and they'll try it.
Yeah. And I think that is a great idea. I do remember a friend of mine and his wife had a carer and she used to bring her even down to mass and in her car, like, you know.
Yeah,
and just bring
and it
was kind of more apt thing to do than to be sitting around talking about maybe very little, you know.
Because
she wanted to get out and she asked her, where would you really like to go this morning? She said, I'd love to go to Mass this morning. So she brought her off to Mass and now she couldn't bring.
Why not if that's what she wanted?
Exactly.
It was a lovely thing to do.
So again, I've seen them being brought over to, there was a festival on up around Cabraway there recently and they had all the, from the local I'm not sure what the organisation was called, but he had quite a few people come in wheelchairs And instead of keeping them in the building, they brought them all out. It was a nice day now again, and they were able to bring
them
out.
Outside.
And they were sitting looking at the kids racing and making
yeah, of course that meant a lot to them.
Throwing up balloons and all sorts of activities, you
yeah.
know. And then they had the music yeah. competitions, and the kids were all having a go at
the. And most of them loved the music as well.
Yeah, well, there you are. You know, it's a strange thing that people forget that even if you're confined to a wheelchair, you can still enjoy the music. I noticed, yeah. I don't know whether you ever go down to the Glen Eagles with your gang, you know, in Killarney.
Oh, yes, I've been down there. I've been down there.
Well, that's right. I went down with some clubs myself in recent years. What always stuck in my mind, when you're down there and you go down for the dance, and I used to do a little bit of dancing, but they'd have people in wheelchairs were sitting along the edge of the dance floor.
Yeah,
and you could see them, and they were clapping and commenting,
exactly,
and they were full of it.
And it brings memories back to them as well.
Now, they were more enthusiastic now than the normal people who were just sitting there having a beer. You know,
I know.
They were
it's
all
amazing.
Clapping and getting into it. And you kind of say, isn't that amazing? Because you'd never think if you had a dance on, the last people you're going to ask to the dance is the people in wheelchairs, you know.
Because I see when we have our Christmas parties here and different things like that, you know, and even the candle get up and get around the floor somewhere or other, you know, and it's lovely
yes.
to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing way. And then, so do you have a kind of a summer festival in your club, or is it just generally too busy?
No, we have, in November, we run a fair, craft fair.
Oh, the craft fair, yes, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes they do, the council and them sometimes borrow the centre to do different things. Something coming up now, I can't remember offhand what it is.
Well, with
so we have different things.
I can imagine the amount of stuff you have. No wonder you can't remember everything.
That's the one that slipped my mind because I've only just heard about it. See, yeah. I haven't checked it out.
Well, that in itself is a good thing because you have other people coming to you from different organisations.
It's lovely when they do come in.
And,
yeah.
You know, it could be a sports club or it could be the credit union or
it could be anything.
And they'd say, you know what would be a good place to do it? We do it in the Senior Citizen Centre. And it brings an added bit of action, you know, a bit of life in. And people
and also they sometimes get interested in, which is what we need. We need to get some younger people in to get them interested in the club to carry it on and that.
Yes, that's a very good idea too, yes.
Yeah, that's what's really needed, like, you know.
And I remember being on the committee in the local school years ago too, and we used to try and get the kids to go down. And you wouldn't get many, but you didn't need many, you know what I mean,
no,
to the senior citizens.
No, you got a few, or one or two even.
Yes.
You know, people come in and, you know, we've had different people come in and help, like they help. I do the bingo on a Wednesday, and one girl came in and she helped out and that, and it was lovely to see, and it was lovely for them. Of course, then they started chatting to her and she to them.
Yes,
but
yeah.
She was going on to college and that, you know, but it's still nice.
Yeah, well,
when you get them in and they do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of the therapy that we need at times is a good chat with someone else.
A good chat.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Rather than sort of sitting at home looking at that box.
I know they say, it's old-fashioned, but a nice cup of tea and a good chat with them, or
of course,
a drop of lemonade or whatever.
Well, when we go home ourselves and it gets late and you put on your television, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you don't really need to be doing that at 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock. And you know what I mean? You need to be chatting or seeing friends or someone coming to see you.
Yeah, and it's nice to do that. It's the company of it, you see.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you can hear him shouting here.
I can hear the background. Yeah, well, I'm getting very excited. Joe keeps nudging me and saying, let's go.
That's the bowling now. Somebody is scoring.
Oh, the bowling. Oh, yeah, okay. It's probably.
That's what that is.
There's a lovely echo chamber there. Me and Joe might go down there and give you kind of a sing along sometime.
Go on, we'll give you a lesson.
we could do it a few of them now, I'll tell you that for nothing.
Can't we all?
Yeah.
Whatever else we do.
But so actually now today is Monday. So tell us again what's on today. You already told
today,
me.
Today is the bowling.
Oh, bowling.
I heard.
Oh, you heard the bowling, yeah.
Sometimes it's 2 to 4, but sure, they could be there at 4:30.
Oh, you can't get them out.
They have
a
cup of tea and biscuits at half time and all like that.
Well, me and Joe are like that here because sometimes we get cups of tea And we're like two outfielders in the pub. We won't move, you know. We keep looking for more.
Yeah. But it's nice still, isn't it?
That's wonderful. Really good, yeah.
And of course this morning, then you have them to go to church here and to come up and have a cup of tea and a chat after, which is also nice for them.
I know, sure. I mean, it's, someone was telling me there very, very recently about, I don't know what they called the Rambling House way down the country years ago. But they would have a, they would have a sort of a priest visiting or something the house, and he'd say the mass or something. I'm not quite sure now what he actually that was going on, but a lot of people from the surrounding cottages and all would come in, and then so when the priest would be gone, so the party would start then. You know what
the
I mean?
The party would start.
They'd all have
starts with the priest.
Exactly. The cakes would all come out and
because we do a memorial service here every November for past members. You know.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And that's actually a very nice service. And I must say, the priest locally and that, and the vicar from the Church of Ireland and that, they're very good, the way they come in.
I do know this in local estates now around here, all over the place now. They have kind of stones or plaques up for, in memory of the people who used to live there and passed on.
Yes.
Do you think that's a good idea? Some people have said to me
I think so. Yes, even though they're gone, their memories of them are still there. And people who would know they were familiar in the place.
Yeah, well, the names of the families will be there still, like,
yes.
You know. I mean,
yes,
I have...
Some of those things are nice.
I have a friend comes back from Australia now and then, and he was really overjoyed with it because his family name was on the plaque. Unfortunately, his family are gone, not so much gone to the next life, but they're moved out somewhere else, you know. But the family name...
it's still nice for him to know.
The family name is still on the plaque, you know.
Yeah, and that's nice for him to know.
And he had brought his own son and daughter with him. And he was shown them the name. And this is very proud of that, you know, that his name is still on the plaque. So it's
And it's nice for the younger ones to know and learn about that.
Yes, yes. I know, they were very impressed, you know. So what's your future plans now? Is there something missing that you need to do, or is there some extension, or is there, you know, financials, or what's the plan?
No, we're not too bad because we do work out the finances quite good, you know. I'm not saying we're millionaires or won't be or can't be, I suppose. But like all kinds of help would be very welcome.
Yes.
All kinds of help, you know, because as you know yourself, to run a building like this, because it is a fine building here.
Yes.
And the upkeep and that takes a lot.
Oh, I'd say so. Of course, the bigger the building, the more the maintenance, I suppose, too.
Exactly. And this is quite a big building.
So is there any help from the council or from some other?
No, because the members themselves, this is proud to them. One of the former members passed away now. They're 89 last week. But they built this themselves, and they own the ground, they own the building.
I didn't know that, no. I must say, I thought it was an old school or something.
This is belong to the seniors that are here.
Right,
past members who got it going. And I mean, that's a rare thing today now.
It is indeed, I don't think it could be done today.
The council have no say in it at all. It's our building.
Well, isn't
we'd like to try and maintain that.
Yeah. Isn't it great that you were able to run it yourselves? Like, you know, because most of us, including ourselves in the radio station here, we do have to go to the council now and then because the council do own the building we're in, you know. So it causes slight complications, shall I say.
It can do. Well, you see, we're lucky in that way. We own this building.
Yeah, very good, Bridie. Very good, yeah.
You know, so that in itself is a good thing. So like I do say, if there was help, yes, it's very much appreciated, you know.
Do you know the way nowadays everybody say a lot of local things, even around here, have sort of stopped because of insurance reasons? Do you find insurance a problem?
Yes, that is one of the things we do have to watch here, you know, with different things. The insurances and that are high.
Yes.
So far we're managing, and hopefully in the future we'll carry on.
Well, you sound like a lady who knows where she's going, and it's...
I hope.
Of course you will. And it sounds like a great organisation, you know.
And it is. And the people who are running it are good. They've been doing it for years, and everything is for the members and for our centre, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks, Bridie Kelly, for giving us an insight of what's going on now in your own
okay.
area.
And lovely speaking to you too.
Okay, God bless. Take care, Bridie.
God bless and take care.
Okay.
Many thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.